Matt, it's been kind of interesting. We have these meet the professor cases of women who were diagnosed when they were premenopausal, like in 1988, 1990, 1992, when we really weren't using endocrine therapy. Now it's 10, 15 years later. Now they're postmenopausal and they've never gotten hormonal therapy. How do you approach those kinds of patients, and should we be out there in surgeons' offices looking for people like that?
Well, obviously, it represents a real conundrum. Clearly, there is a point, I'm sure Paul will agree, where giving endocrine therapy is probably inappropriate. When that point is something that probably needs to be modeled. One would imagine that it could be as far out as 15 to 20 years. Certainly, when you look at the MD Anderson data with the idea that the ER-positive patients have a poorer prognosis beyond 5 years, you know, it just underscores the fact that intervention could help. So we need some modeling, I think, here, and your idea of modifying Peter Rabdon's model to look at benefit at 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 years would be reasonable. One of the statistics I always like is the number needed to treat, because it's a very easy thing to think about. And I was actually going to ask Paul that, what the number needed to treat is, first of all, let's say in a relatively low-risk population, it's about 70. So what you would probably find once you get to, say, 10 years out and they haven't relapsed, the number needed to treat is probably twice that. And there's a threshold that you could choose, I think, from both a risk-benefit ratio and an economic sense, if your practice was driven by such considerations, to say the number needed to treat has exceeded a certain threshold and you're buying too much toxicity.
Eric?
Well, so Neil, you've encouraged us all not to agree with one another, so I'll step into the ring. I don't object to giving this woman an aromatase inhibitor now 8 years out, and I would agree that her median survival is probably in the range of 6 or 7 years. But I think it's extremely unlikely that any modeling approach or any clinical trial would ever demonstrate a survival advantage here. I think the disease-free survival advantage is likely going to be relatively modest. And in an 81-year-old, depending on her health, with other competing morbidities, the potential for taking other medications, I'm not going to push this woman very hard to take an aromatase inhibitor at this point in time.